Unit 4. Ammu and her friends at her school. Ammu saw the teacher coming into the class. Ammu wanted to hide Bittu, but she was afraid. What will happen if Bittu comes out again from the bag? But she had no other way left before her. She put Bittu back in the bag.
Bittu, don't come out again. Our teacher is coming.
Bittu looked at Ammu and whispered,
"Okay, Ammu, I'll sit in the bag."
The teacher entered the class. She went to the table to keep her books. She saw the color bottles turned over and color spilled all over the table. She turned back to ask children what had happened. She saw colors on their clothes, faces, hands, legs, hair, neck, and all over their body. She thought they might have played with the colors and said, "What is this? Go and wash yourselves." The children came out of the class. Do you know why? They ran towards the water tap. They looked at each other. They looked funny with colors on their body. They started laughing. John said,
"My arm is dead. I like this color."
All the children started talking about the colors they liked. Salim said,
"I like green color."
Now they are at the water tap. You know what's happening there? They are washing the color on their hands, legs, and face. Fatima and Ganga are looking at each other. They talk about the color they have on their body. Fatima said,
"Ganga, there is blue color on your neck."
Ganga smiled and said,
"Aha, I'm washing my neck. Look, there is red color on your leg."
Fatima said,
"I'm washing my leg."
Ishwar said,
"Hey Padma, look at your nose, it's blue."
"Hey, look at Harry's face, it's black."
Ishwar also was at the water tap. He liked the color very much, but he had to wash it. Otherwise, the teacher will not allow him to sit in the class. He thought,
"I have to wash my hands."
He started washing his hands. While washing, he watched the color flowing out along with water. He liked it very much and he started singing, "Wash, wash, wash." The children enjoyed themselves looking at the colors and washing them. While washing, they started playing. They laughed looking at one another. They played with water. They danced and jumped. Ishwar started singing while washing his hands. Fatima joined him. One by one, all others joined them. They were singing about what they were doing. The teacher saw Ammu sitting alone in the class. The teacher called Ammu and asked Ammu to come near her. Ammu walked slowly towards the teacher with fear. Bittu peeped out of the bag, thinking that the teacher would punish Ammu for bringing him into the class. Teacher saw Bittu with colors all over his body. Teacher asked,
"Ammu, is it your squirrel?"
"Yes, teacher."
"So you have brought a squirrel into the class. See what it has done.
Ammu felt sorry for what had happened.
I'm sorry, teacher.
Okay, don't bring pets into the class again.
No, teacher, I will not.
The children are in the class now. The teacher tells the children,
Children, you must not tease the animals. They are also like us. We must treat them with love. Do you all have pets at home?
Ammu brought a pet into the class. The whole class was disturbed because of it. If Ammu had not brought Bittu, what would be the children doing before the teacher came to the class? The bell rings. All children come out singing, We are at school.